One area that I think we could do a lot better is the way that we share web addresses with our students or with colleagues. I've seen many ways of doing this, from email links, URLs, to URLs pasted into a Word document, which is then saved onto a shared area, or even long URLs written on the board for students to copy down onto the laptops or whatever devices they're using. I understand that moving to a social bookmarking site, which I think is probably the best option, might be a bit of a stretch for some people. But there's got to be a better way. And there is. StartMe. StartMe is an online tool which provides you with customizable start pages. You can produce as many as you want. You do need an account, for which you need to provide an email address, but it's free. Once you've done that, you can start to create your first page. And very helpfully, they set one up and give you an example. Now, the idea is that you get a page upon which you can insert little panels. And each panel can be one of two types. Either it can be a list of links, or it can be an RSS feed. So instantly we've got the option of incorporating RSS feeds, which means that we can have dynamic data. We can have data being brought in automatically so that the pages that you create can actually be freshened all the time with new content automatically without any effort. Again, RSS, a wonderful, wonderful thing. The links, though, the little panels into which you can add links are, again, customizable to the extent that. So, for example, you might want to have different sections of your curriculum. So, for example, in physics, I might want a section on energy, a section on electricity, a section on motion or astronomy. You can do that by heading each of the panels in that way. Then, if you've got loads of websites that you've saved into your bookmarks, you can paste across those URLs. It's a simple matter of clicking on add, and then you add a new bookmark. So you can do that with, it's the same process for adding RSS feeds. All you need is the URL to add, the little web address. And then the list starts to build up. You can also customize your page to some extent by changing the background. It gives you some images that you can choose from. Or indeed, if you've got one you can upload, you can do that. And then it's a matter of simply changing the private option to a public page. And then that creates a URL that you can share out with other people. So you could put those URLs in a place the students can